Track 7, more news stories. Weather forecast delayed town's Christmas festivities. Christmas has finally come to Dawlish after celebration events were delayed by 24 hours due to weather warnings. Organisers say they were forced to postpone Saturday's lights switch-on, market and lantern parade after a yellow weather warning was issued for high winds. The decision sparked complaints after the predicted high winds failed to materialise. The event, which was organised by Dawlish Town Council and Dawlish Chamber of Trade, went ahead on Sunday with the official lights switch on, arrival of Father Christmas and extended opening hours for the Christmas market. A spokesman for the organisers said, after months of meticulous planning of our wonderful annual Christmas in Dawlish event, Mother Nature has decided to scupper our plans slightly. The council paid for a Dawlish-specific weather forecast, which stated sustained wind gusts of 28 miles an hour. The limit for running the event, which is made up of flimsy gazebos, is 25 miles an hour. Public safety comes first, and we're all just as disappointed, and it created a lot of extra work. Although we were disappointed to cancel Saturday's activities, even with the forecast shifting, everyone certainly made up for it. The atmosphere was fantastic. Although outdoor events on Saturday were cancelled, many of the musicians moved to indoor venues. On Sunday, the festivities continued with snow machines, Christmas market, Father Christmas meet and greet at the Gingerbread Cottage at Dawlish Bowling Club, and a performance by the New Dawlish Town Band. The lack of events on Saturday caused some complaints, particularly as some coaches arrived with visitors asking where the market was. One resident claimed the council had a record of cancelling events at the hint of bad weather. They said this one seems to be a particularly nervous call. Shame for those looking forward to it and for those whose livelihoods are affected by it. And one trader commented, the weather forecast said it would be clear by 11 a.m. I understand it's a difficult call, but we've had lots and lots of sad, disappointed and annoyed customers in our shop today who have travelled to Dawlish especially for today. One of the traders said, as a market trader for many years, you take all weather, the good with the bad. However, this isn't the first year Dawlish has cancelled our stalls and the weather turned out absolutely fine. We put a lot of time and effort into preparing stock for our market stalls and the weather didn't look bad at all. So yes, I am within my right to be frustrated. Another said almost every customer that came to my store was saying how upset they were yesterday was cancelled, and every one of them were all agreeing the council made a huge mistake. But one resident pointed out a decision had to be made based on the available weather forecast. Yes, turned out to be a nice day, but they had to work with what they knew.
Environment Agency downgrades beach. The Environment Agency has downgraded the bathing water rating of a popular Devon beach from excellent to good, following a one-off spike in bacteria levels. Sheldon Beach had previously held an excellent rating since 2016. However, a brief period of heavy rain in the summer that coincided with an official Environment Agency test saw bacteria levels in the River Teen dramatically exceed the recommended safe levels. Campaign group Friends of the River Teen believes the spike in bacteria levels seen in the test was an isolated incident and that the water quality over the summer months was generally excellent due to the warm, dry and sunny weather. It was very disappointing to see that at the height of a really busy and enjoyable summer on our beaches, a single storm of rain has reduced the overall water quality rating at Sheldon, commented Friends of the River Teen Chair Stuart Reynolds. The current testing arrangements rely on a set number of random tests each year and will often miss events such as these. It is important not to read too much into one year's figures or a single event, but equally, it is vital that we learn the lessons when they do occur.
Council boss issues foster service apology. Devon County Council's chief executive has issued a formal apology for the performance of its fostering service. Donna Manson said efforts were being made to improve it, but that the process of assessing potential foster carers had been inadequate. There is an absolute recognition and apology from us as a staff group, and we haven't quite got it right in responding to foster carers in recent years. We want to make sure we can get this right now, she said. We know the service is on an improvement journey, and we have had lots to do, but the fostering service is really important, and we need to help get it right. The Cabinet heard that Devon had seen a 30% decline in foster carer numbers since the pandemic, down to around 225 from approximately 325 before COVID, meaning more children in care were having to be put into residential care homes. Many people have applied to become foster carers, and the process wasn't the best for them. So within this paper is an absolute commitment for us to do a better job in how we interact with people who do come forward, Ms. Manson said.
PETA's Dawlish Avian Flu Billboard Plan. Animal rights campaigners are planning to set up a billboard in Dawlish following an outbreak of avian flu. PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, said it is hoping to place a billboard in the area reading, "Love birds, don't eat them. Chicken farms spread bird flu. Go vegan." The proposed sign aims to highlight the role that PETA claims poultry farms play in the spread of avian flu. Their claim comes after up to 50 waterfowl in the town's aviary were culled due to the highly pathogenic disease. PETA Vice President of Vegan Corporate Projects, Dawn Carr, explained, "The billboard would remind locals that eating the flesh of chickens who live in severely crowded, ammonia-filled sheds and are killed in filthy abattoirs is the direct cause of the spread of deadly pathogens, including bird flu, that can easily mutate and spread to humans and wildlife. Every chicken is an individual who deserves our protection, just like the Dawlish swans we admire. Factory farms are breeding grounds for disease and suffering. By going vegan, you help stop bird flu and spare countless lives. The birds, which included tufted ducks, mandarins and shell ducks, as well as geese, had to be humanely culled after Dawlish Town Council was notified by the Animal and Plant Agency that several birds in the aviary had tested positive for the disease. At least 5 birds in the aviary had already died, as had several of the famous black swans, before the tests confirmed it was avian flu. However, birds out on Dawlish water, including the 2 new cygnets, were not included in the cull and will continue to be closely monitored according to guidance by the Animal and Plant Health Agency. There had been a handful of complaints about the cull, suggesting infected birds should have been separated and treated. However, legislation demands the birds had to be culled.